理课堂听 class.com。
再看一个例句。If we had known that she was to arrive yesterday, we could have met her at the station. 要是我们知道她昨天会到，我们就可能在车站接她。这句话从句用的是 If we had knownThat she was to arrive yesterday. If we had known, 用的是 had 加过去分词，表是一种过去完成式，而主句是 could have met 表示本来可以去接他，但是没有去。The fact is, we didn't know that she was to arrive yesterday.So, we couldn't meet her at the station. 我们不知道她昨天要到，所以我们没能去车站接她。这是因为她昨天已经到了，所以我们肯定是不知道的。这句话现实情况用一般过去式 We did not know.That she was to arrive yesterday. 变成虚拟，否定 didn't know 就要变成肯定 didn't know 变成 had know. If we had know, 后面 know 后面那句话 she was to arrive yesterday 不变 she was to arrive. 实际上她昨天要到，我们知道的时候要到，她还没到，所以用一般，所以用过去时，而且还要加个 was to arrive 动词不定式。We didn't know. If we had known, she was to arrive. She was to arrive. 她昨天要到。我们知道之前她还没到。我们所以用动词不定式 be to 表示一种过去将来。主句 We could have met. 实际上是 We couldn't meet. 再看一个例句。You didn't let me drive. If we had driven in turn, you wouldn't have got so tired. 你不让我开车，如果我们轮流开车的话，你就不会那么累的。主句用的是 wouldn't have got so tired. 你就不会那么累。wouldn't have 加 done 表示本来不会做的事情，本来不会发生的事情发生了，用 would not have done。而从句用的是过去完成式 If we had driven in turn, The fact is, We didn't drive in turn, So you have got so tired. 事实是我们没有轮流开车， We didn't drive in turn, So you have got so tired.所以结果是 you have got so tired。 那么虚拟情况是虚拟的情况是要把动词的否定式 we didn't drive 变成肯定式 if we had driven in turn。 而主句那个 you have got 变成过去 would have got would not have got， 而结果的那个主句就要变成用肯定式变成否定 would not have got，本来就不会那么累，但事实是你已经那么累了。You have got so tired. 我们再强调一下子 ，would have done 或者 could have done 或者 should have done， 就是表示本来要做、本来可能做、本来能做的事情没有做，用 would have done。而 would not have done 表示本来不会做的事情做了。这两个意思相反的，是在虚拟的情况。Now, let's do some translation. 现在我们做点翻译练习。这肯定要用虚拟过去的情况。对过去的情况表示虚拟，用 if 加主语加 had 加过去分词，而主句用的是 would 或者 could 或者 should 加或者 might 加 have 加过去分词。第一句，要是有人警告过他，他就不会吃那个食物了。那么这句话一看就是对过去的虚拟，实际上是过去是没有人警告过他的，没有人警告过他，所以呢他吃了这个食物。那么我们虚拟一下子，要是有人警告过他，他就不会吃那个食物了。我们先把这句话的那个事实情况翻译一下子。 Nobody warned him, so he took that food. 或者呢 he was not warned, so he took that food. 那么我们变成对过去的虚拟，要是有人警告过他，要用 if。可以，要是有人警告过他，我们可以用被动式，用 he 做主语， if he 那么就变成被动，过去完成式的被动。If he had been warned, 从句用 would not have taken 的形式， he would not have taken that food。整句话 ，if he had been warned, he would not have taken that food。如果你把从句变成主动语态也可以。If somebody had warned him, 但这种情况呢比较别扭。有人警告过他，我们一般变成被动。If he had been warned, 一般不太用主动。If anybody, 或者 if anybody, 或者 if somebody had warned him, 不太这样用。所以整个句话 ,If he had been warned, he would not have taken that food.第二句，如果你服从命令的话，灾难就不会发生了。你看这句话，灾难发生了吗？发生了。你服从命令了吗？没有。所以这句话是对过去的虚拟。我们把现实的情况说一下子。You didn't obey the order, so the disaster happened.这是现实的情况，这是真正发生的情况。You didn't obey, so the disaster happened. 那么虚拟，如果你服从命令的话，灾难就不会发生了。这是两个，所以它的那个否定形式变成肯定，肯定变成否定，在虚拟中。If you had obeyed the order, the disaster could not have happened.If you had obeyed the order, the disaster could not have happened. 主句用 could not have 加过去分词。再看一句话，翻译：假如你早接受了那个有经验的老工人的意见，你的试验就不会失败了。现实情况是，你没有早接受那个有经验的老工人的意见，所以你的试验已经失败了，过去你没有接受它，这是现实的情况，所以这句话是对过去的虚拟。那么从句用 had, if 加主语加 had 加过去分词，主句用的是would 或者 wouldn't have 加过去分词。我们看看动词是接受，用 take， 接受意见用 take somebody's advice， 试验失败用这个动词用 fail。 那么这样一看，这整句话的翻译就出来了。假如你早接受了那个有经验的老工人的意见， If you had takenThe old experienced worker's advice, 你的试验就不会失败了。You would not have failed in the experiment. 这个有经验的老工人，我们翻译成英语叫老的有经验的工人，因为有经验更重要，所以把 old experienced worker 不是 experienced old worker， 用 old experienced worker's advice。If you had taken the old experienced worker's advice, you wouldn't have failed in the experiment. 再翻译一句，如果我知道你要来的话，我就去机场接你了。我们一看就知道，我没有去机场接你，你已经来了，而且我也没有去机场接你，这是对过去的虚拟。If I had known that you were to arrive, I would have met you at the airport. The fact is, I didn't know that you were to arrive, so I didn't meet you at the airport. 比较这两句话就能看出，从句否定变成肯定，使动词形式做变化，由 didn't know 变成 had known。 主句 I didn't meet， I would have met， 否定也变成肯定，否定变成了肯定， would have met， would have met 事实情况是 didn't meet， 但是我本来是可以去的，但实际上 I didn't meet。 再看一句，如果我的律师上周六在这里，他就会阻止我去了。我们这句话是对过去的虚拟，是实际情况是 My lawyer wasn't here last Saturday, so he didn't stop me, he didn't prevent me from going。 那么变成对过去的情况的虚拟，就用什么呢？ If my lawyer had been here last Saturday, he would have prevented me from going。 动词wasn't here 变成 had been here， didn't stop 变成 would have stop， 或者 didn't prevent would have 变成would have prevented。 尽管在虚拟条件中有一个 last Saturday 好像要用一般过去时，但这是个虚拟，所以它不是时态，是用动词的过去形式，过去分词形式，用 had 加过去分词。 If my lawyer had been here last Saturday， 有的同学会说一看到 last Saturday 这种时这种状语是表示过去的时间状语，那么肯定是用过去完成，用一般过去时，这句说法是不错的，但这是虚拟语气，它不是时态。Another sentence， 再一句话，要是他工作更努力些，他本事会成功的。我们再看，就是他本事会成功的，那么实时情况是 She didn't succeed， She didn't work harder。 那么我们虚拟 didn't work harder 就是 had worked harder， 他本来是会成功的，用 would have succeeded。 整句话翻译，要是他工作更努力些，他本事会成功的。 If she had worked harderShe would have succeeded. The last sentence for translation. 会上我没有见到你妹妹。如果她来了，她就见到我哥哥了。这有一个情景，会上我没有见到你妹妹，这是个事实，所以用。而且那个会议已经开过了，在会上我没见到你妹妹，所以用一般过去时。I didn't see your younger sister at the meeting. 如果他来了，他就见到我哥哥了，所以他没有来，所以他也没有见到我哥哥。She didn't come, so she didn't see my elder brother. 变成虚拟，如果他来了，他就见到我哥哥了， If she had come, she would have met my elder brother.
整句话。
I didn't see your younger sister at the meeting. If she had come, she would have met my elder brother.
以上是对过去的虚拟，表示以过去事实相反的情况。现在我们看看虚拟语气表示与将来事实相反的假设。这种情况是对将来表示怀疑，或将来的动作不太可能实现。这种情况下，条件状语从句和主句的谓语动词有以下形式。条件状语从句的动词形式有三种，第一种是用 if 加主语加动词过去式，这种情况下 be 的过去式呢要用 were， 而且在那个从句中还通常要有一个表示将来的时间状语连用，因为你动词用的是动词的过去式，而你用的是假设，所以它通常要有一个表示将来的时间状语连用。动词用过去式，但虚拟的时候它却要有一个表示将来的时间状语连用。